from Nachum Aronson, Parshas Bo'i.
Good morning. I don't know whether it's the right thing to start with, but it's definitely not possible to say Sanya. That Shakespeare has apparently said, well, if Mishkin, as a Dutchman, we didn't have to learn Shakespeare in school, Baruch Hashem, but Shakespeare has said apparently, what's in a name? The name, he says, that's what we call a rose, but any other name would smell as sweet. I want to argue with him. There's definitely something in a name. Perhaps it's being the Pasha Shmois, the Sedra Shmois, rather, being in the Seder of Sefer Shmois. I think it might be a topical subject. There's a Medrash Shmois Rabbah, beginning of Shmois on the Pasuk, Yigdal Hayeled. Moshe Rabbeinu grew up, his mother brought him back to Basparoi. And she accepted him as a son. And she called his name Moshe. And she said, the reason why she called him Moshe, because I have drawn him out of the water. Says the Medrash, Vatikra Shmoy Moshe, Mikan Atolomeit Schoron Shalgoim Lechasodim. From here we can see the incredible schar for people who do chesed. Basparoi. Why? Afo pisha harbe shemois hoyulule Moshe. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of names, we'll come back to that soon in Mitzvashem. Loi nikva loi shem b'chol ha-teira. The only name used in the Torah, k'moshe k'rosu basparoi, by Mishra basparoi. The only name which the Torah uses is the name which basparoi gave him, Moshe. V'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu loi k'rohu b'shem acher. And even HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'atzmoi only called Moshe Rabbeinu by that name which basparoi gave him. And from here we can see the gewaltige schar, the gewaltige inyan, the greatness, the merit of those who do Gemelis Chasodim. And I think the Apostle Pshat in the Medrash would be that we're talking here about the Chesed, that the fact that she looked after him. She took him out of the water, she looked after him, she brought him up. That's the Apostle Pshat. But I want to share with you a Pshat of Rav Moshe Eisenman, to Zayn Gezunt, and Mashgiach in Baltimore, Zayn Gezunt, from Refuah. He brings a much deeper Pshat, which, I mean, it's made a tremendous impact, impression at least. Otherwise, I would live up to the impact. That Medrash, which says that Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of names, is based on the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim. In Divrei Yomim Aleph, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yudches, the Pasuk speaks about someone called Mered. Yes, you know, Divrei Yomim tells us the family tree of Klal Yisrael. But Chazal learned a tremendous amount of lessons within the names which the Psukim give us. So there is a person called Mered, which, as we'll see, Chazal says refers to Kolev, who, as we all know, Basparoi married, got married to Kolev. So the Pasuk says as follows: the Ishtoi HaYehudia, his Jewish wife, Yolda, she gave birth to as Yered Avigador. Yered, let's translate it literally at the moment. Yered Avi Gedor, Yered the father of Gedor. The es Chever, and she gave birth to Chever, Avi Soichoi, was the father of Soichoi. The es Yikusiel, and she gave birth to Yikusiel, Avi Zonoyach, the father of Zonoyach. The Eile b'nei Bisyo Basparoi, these are the children of Bisyo Basparoi. Ashelokach Mored, who Mored had married. So the Apostle tells us quite clearly that these are the children of Basparoi, married to Mered, and as I mentioned, Chazal tells us that Mered is Kolev, or you are the Medrash soon. But in the beginning of this Pasuk, she is referred to as Eshe, as Ishtoi HaYehudio, the Jewish wife. So the Gemara Megillah tells us, Amai kore le Yehudio. Why was Basparoi called Yehudio? Al Shem shekofra b'avodah zorah. Because she denied, she went against, she threw off herself the avodah zorah of her father's house. Dichsif, because it says in the Pasuk, Vateret Basparoi lechoitz al ayor, Ve'omar Rabbi Yochanan, Sheyordo lechoitz migilu lebeis avio. she went down to the Yor, to Teubel, as a mikveh, to get rid of the tumor of Avodah Zarah of her father's house. And that moment she became a Yehudiya, she became someone who admitted, who agreed to the Ribbono Shel Olam, which lechoyre is the acceptance of Yiddishkeit in those days. And that's Sabas Pare. So that's why she's called Ishtar Yehudiya. Asks the Gemara, how in that case, how can the Pasuk say Yoldo as Yered? So the Pasuk, the Gemara clearly takes on that the names which the Pasuk tells us are not names of some other children, these are the names of Moshe Rabbeinu. And as we'll see, that every single name in this Pasuk is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Even those Pasukim where it says, for example, Yered Avi Gedor, Yered the father of Gedor, which sounds as if she gave birth to Yered and his child was Gedor, as we'll see in a minute. Chazal learned pshat that both the name Yered and the name Gedor, and the same as Cheva Avi Soichoy, the name Cheva and the name Soichoy, and Yekusiel Avi Zanoach, the name Yekusiel and the name Zanoach, all of these are names of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara asks, in the Gemara Megillah, they asks, if these are the names of Moshe Rabbeinu, how can the Pasuk say, Asher Yolda? She didn't give birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. All she did is she brought him up. She educated him, she brought him up, but she didn't give birth to him. Says the Gemara, Loim Alecha, to teach you, Shekol HaMegadil Yosoim V'Yosoim HaBetoich Beisoi, whoever brings up, whoever adopts, fosters an orphan in their house, Male Olof HaKosuf Kilu Yoldo. It's considered as if they gave birth to that child. And because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't live in his own father's parents' house, so he called that din of the Yosem here, and she brought him up, so it's Kilu Yoldo, it's as she gave birth to him. I'll just say anything more. Before I continue with that Gemara, I want to, for a moment, actually get a better insight in this Chazal, which says, Kol HaMegadol Yosem Yosem V'Teich Beisem Ma'ale Elof HaKosuf Kilu Yoldo. Well, what's pshat in that? What I'm telling you now is based on a word from Rav Bergman. Bergman zijn gezond, son-in-law of Rav Schacht, zegt zijn bevrogen. He writes as follows. If you find in Parshas Vayetze, for example, a very interesting nekuda there, a situation which we've got to try and understand. It says that when Rachel Emenu was unable to have children, and she realized that she didn't have children, she gave Bilhah to Yaakov Avinu, and she said, "Vatelet al birkai, he'll give birth on my knees, ve'ibone gam anoichi mimenu, and then I also will be built up that way." Which, the pashtus could mean that she thought in that school she'll also have a child. Leah Emenu did the same thing, and exactly, we saw, really saw already, Sora Emenu, she gave Hagar to Avraham Avinu. What's exactly pshat in that? What's pshat in this idea, especially with Rachel? Yes. What's pshat in Rachel said, I'll give birth from the what? How does it help Rachel to give Bilhah to Yaakov Avinu? All right, so Yaakov Avinu will have more children, there'll be more shvatim perhaps, but how does it relate to Rachel? Just because she was the shatchante? Every shatchan who makes a shidduch, then the children will be considered the shatchante shidduch. Yeah, the children, what's pshat in this? How does it help? How does it help Rachel? So, Rameh Betzvi Merkman, zijn gezond, he explains it with a very important insight, which he introduces by looking at Psukim in Sefer Shmuel Beis. Then Perek Vav, we all know the story, the Oron was brought back from captivity from the Pelishtim, and David HaMelech brought it back. And David HaMelech says the Pasuk, David mekarker b'chol ois lifnei Hashem. In front of the Oron, David HaMelech hopped and danced in front of it. And the Pasuk tells us that his wife, Michal, didn't think it was covetic for a king in public to dance as wildly in public, whatever it was, and she criticized him for it, says the Pasuk. And the words she said, she used in the Pasuk, the Perek Vav, says, Manichbot hayoim melech Yisroel, how covetic, how honored was the king of Yisroel today, asher nigla hayoim, who acted like that today, le'enei amhois avodov, in the eyes of the maidservants of his servants. Kigolois niglois achaharekim, in the same way as an empty person would do. That's what she said to him. So the Medrash in the Midbar Rabbah, it's a very long one, Chof there, right at near the end. David HaMelech, the Chazal tells us what David HaMelech replied to her. David HaMelech said to her, you said, Am hois avodov, oison benois Yisroel, those Yiddish women, tshavachas oison amhois, who you refer to as amohois, as maidservants, einon amohois elo imohois. They are not amois, but imois. You can read the same word with a chirik. Imois. They are mothers. Halavai v'yile chelek imohem losit lovoi. Halavai said David HaMelech, I will have a share with them in Olam Haba. That's what David HaMelech said to Michal. Chazal tells us as well, as we all know, that Michal was punished for that criticism. She was never nifteres during the birth of her only child. Also, the Medrash says, Ulefi she'omro Michal came, because Michal did complain like that, criticize like that, Nan, so she was punished. She came, Ksif Acharov, because at the end of the Perik it says, Ule Michal bas shol loy hoyo lo yeled ad yoim moiso. Michal had no children until the day of her death. So the Gemara, the Medrash asked, she did have a child. Haine d'chsif ad yoim moiso. Until the day of her death, never she had no children. Ho b'yoim moiso hoyo lo. Rachman Atlan, she died during childbirth. But she had a child, but she died during childbirth. So we've got to understand, what's the midah keneged midah for that? She criticized David HaMelech. So what was the midah keneged midah that she, Rachman Atlan, was nifta at the time of childbirth, that she wasn't zoche to bring up a child? Says Al Bergman, that the answer lies in the words of Michal. She referred to these Jewish women as amohois, as maidservants. Who was she referring to? Maisa, as David HaMelech pointed out to her. We're talking about Yiddish women here, the amohois, the mothers. Pshat is, says Rabbi Bergman, the way Rabbi Yisrael Frant explains it, she was looking upon motherhood as a type of maidservantness. Yeah. What do mothers do already? Change nappies, wipe noses, take the kids to school, which Tak Chazal tells us is exactly what they were zeichel el mabofa, but that's also the task of a maid. Yeah, she looked upon a motherhood as a type of maid job. They are amois. Yiddish women, they know no more than Rachman Islam. We hear that tiny often in the outside world. Motherhood is a kind of slavery. It's a kind of servitude. Yeah. And that's how Michal perceived the task of a Yiddish mother. And David HaMelech, in his reply, pointed out to her that these women weren't amohois, they were imohois. That's exactly what a mother is. Yeah? It's true that women might have to do a lot of work which looks on the outside like words of a maid. But those are tasks of a much greater job, a job of being a mother. It's imois. That it's the beauty. That's the mother. They bring children up to the world to bring next door, to bring the children to. So, and it's such a chosh of a task. With such a great schar that David HaMelech said, "Halavai that I would have that schar in Olam Haba, which the mothers, Yiddish mothers, have. Don't look upon it as an amma. Look at it as an imma. It's a mother. It's someone who brings up the next door. It's a beautiful task. Together with the husband, they bring up that door." But because Michal didn't understand that Nakuda, because she looked upon motherhood as something which is like a slavery, she taka wasn't zoiche, midde connected midde, she wasn't zoiche to become the mother. She was a mother, but she wasn't zoiche to bring up the child. That Nakuda, which she looked down upon, thinking that bringing up children is something of a maidservant job rather than a mother's job, she Rachman Hassan wasn't zoiche to midde connected midde.
She brought up her nephews, didn't she?
Sorry?
She brought up her nephews.
Yeah, don't know what it's supposed to say, yeah. It's going to hit it. Nope, we haven't got to go to Yosemite Sema with the third basic. Yeah, that's the word, right? Yeah, could be. Says Rav Bergman, that is also Pshat in Rochel, Leon, Soremenu, our Emohois, giving their maidservants as wives to their husbands, in the hope that they would get children, because they understood that the main task of a Yiddish mother is not so much the act of giving birth. The act of a Yiddish mother is to raise a child, b'derech haTorah. That's the job of a mother. So yes, Bila could be the biological mother, but Rachel Imenu said, if I can bring up that child, if I will nurture the child, I'll raise the child to Torah, then that's giving birth. That's the main really giving birth. Physically not, but that's what in giving birth. And she understood that the motherhood isn't made work. It's work of a mother. It's different. And Dakar once, Rachel Amenu showed that she understood that the main thing of being a mother is not the bringing up the child, not the giving birth to the child, but bringing up the child. So Rachel Amenu Taka was zeichet, because of that she was zeichet that also she had eventually children. And that lechoyer is pshat in the Gemara which we quoted earlier. Kol amegadol yosem yisoyim betoch beisei mala alaf hakosuf kilo yore. That's pshat. If a person brings up a yosem yisoyim betoch beisei, one fosters, one adopts, one brings up a child betoch beisei, then that shows that they understand the chashivus of bringing up a person, a child, towards Torah, and that is kilo yore. That is the same as kilo yore, like Rachel Amenu's. Like Bilah's child was kilo for Rachel, kilo yoda. That's exactly the whole idea of God and the Yosef Tichbeser. So that is what Bas Parik did to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the apostle can call her yoda. This is your idea. I say yoda lechem because it's as Gemara says. That is kol amagadol Yosef Yisoyim Tichbeser kilo yoda. So let's continue with that Gemara. The Gemara which tells us that. That posuk in Divrei Yomim, all the names refer to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Gemara tells us how the names refer to her, to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the first one was as Yolda as Yered, says the Gemara. Yered ze Moshe. Yered is Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lomo nikra shmo Yered. Why is this called Yered? She yorat lehem li Yisrael man beyodov. Because through Moshe Rabbeinu, the man came down, at least in his days, the man came down to Klal Yisrael, Yorat, that's why it's called Yered. Gedor, why is it called Gedor? Gedor from Loshon Yared, because next one is Avi Gedor. So, as I told you, the Gemara learns Gedor is also the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll come back to the Avi later. Gedor, says the Gemara, Gedor from Loshon Geder, Shegodar Pirtzei Sehen Shel Yisrael. Because he filled in the breaches, the gedorim for Klal Yisrael. Yeah. The next one is Veschever. Chever, says the Gemara, Shechiber es Yisrael la'avien shebashamayim. Because he joined Klal Yisrael to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Soichoi, Shenase lehem liYisrael kesuko. Soichoi, he's protected them like a sukkah protects people. He protected Klal Yisrael. Avi Kusil, as Yikusil, from Russian cover, from hoping, should cover Yisrael lekeil b'yomov, because in his time the hope of Klal Yisrael centered upon the Rebbeinu Shleil. Avi Zenoyach, it's got to do with forsaking, yeah. So because says Chazal, she is niach avinoseim shall Yisrael, he caused that the averus of Klal Yisrael would be forsaken, would be forgotten, would be taken away. So that's the names. What about the name that's three times Avi? Yeah, Avi Gedor, and Avi Soichoi, and Avi Zenoyach. Says the Megmor, Avi, 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 Av B'Teira, Av B'Chochma, Av B'Nevua. He was an Av, he was a father for Klal Yisrael, in Teira, in Chochma, in Nevua. That's the Loshon Avi. As I stated in the Gemara in Megillah. And as the Pasuk continues, that they are all considered to be the children of Bas Paroi, of Ben Bisio, who was married to Mered, and then the Gemara explains, Mered is Kolev, and why? Because he was Moired, he rebelled against the other Meraglim. He stood up against the Atzas Meraglim, he as it were rebelled against their opinion, and that's why he's referred to as Mered, and he was Zoiche to marry Baskar, Bisio, who had rebelled against the Avodah Zorah of her father. So it was Mirkineged Midah. And then the Medrash continues, and the Medrash adds that that name, Bisya, itself also could be read as Bas Ko, Yeah, she was the daughter of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Chazal tell us that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you looked after my children, you looked after my child, you become, I consider you like my daughter, like my child. Thus, Ka is, you become the daughter of Kaiser. Also ich steht. Now that last phrase in the Medrash, in the Medrash, that's in the Yikra Rabba, that last chelik in the Medrash, where Medrash says that she's called Bas Ka, because she looked after Moshe Rabbeinu, and you brought up Moshe Rabbeinu like your son. It's mashma from there that all those milas which Chazal tell us about Moshe Rabbeinu, she chiberes Yisrael aliyam shel shemayim, she yorad mon lanim is beyomov, all those milas which the pasuk tells us, which the Gemara tells us earlier, all those milas were the schus of Baspar. Also it's mashma from the Medrash. Medrash says you looked after him, you gave him. You gave Moshe Rabbeinu those names, or yeah, the pashas. That's what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. That is why you. That's a schus of Baspari. So that we have to understand. Could it really be that all those milas, all those accomplishments of Moshe Rabbeinu, they should be a result of the education which Baspari gave him? If so, well, how does that show? Where does that come out? So that's the thing we have to understand. And before we can do that, we have to look at another Chazal. There is a Yalkut Shemoini, and the Yalkut Shemoini also refers to those names in Divrei Yomim, and they also refer those names to Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Yalkut gives a different explanation for all of these names. Pasuk says, V'tireu lebas paroi v'yilu leven, v'tikr shmoi Moshe, v'tzoyme ki minamayim mishisiu. She called him. Moshe says the Pasuk because she drew him out of the water. Whilst the Aviv, his father, Amram, Koroloi Chever. That name Chever, says the Yalkut, was given to Moshe Rabbeinu by his father. Why? Ki ba'avuroi chubor im ishtoi asher gorash. Because Amram says it's because of him that I got back again. There was a chibur again between me and my wife. Yes, we all know, Chazal tell us, that Amram had given a get to his wife, and then because Miriam said that's not the right thing to do, he took her back again, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu came out to. So Amram said it's because of him that I was mechaber again through my wife. So the name Chaber was the name which Amram gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'imoy korolo Yekusiel. The name Yekusiel was given by Yecheved, his mother. Why? Ki kivsuhu al sodeho v'yeshuvu elikim eleho. Because she says, to him my hope that I would come back again to my husband was fulfilled. Yeah, Yekusiel is from Loshen Kovar. I was hoping that my husband would come back to me, and through him, because of him, that hope was fulfilled. I could nurse him, that name, all that was happened. Ve'achoyso korolo Yered. Miriam called him Yered, ki bavuro yordo achrof elayor, because she says, I went, because of him, I went down to the river, ledas ma'yir v'soifo, to work out what came at hand. So she called him Yered. V'achiv koroloi zenoyach, whilst Aaron called him zenoyach, avi zenoyach, loima, because saying, zonach avi es imi, v'heishiv bavur ze. Says, my father left my mother, Zonach, but because of him, they came together again. And I got my parents back together again, said Aaron. So all those names, which says the Yalkut, were referring to names which Moshe Rabbeinu's family gave him. So, so that's the Medrash, the Yalkut, whilst the Gemara tells us the reasons which Basparoi gave him the names. We have to see that these medrash, the two medrashim, shouldn't contradict each other. What's pshat in that? Perhaps they should have actually complement each other. Sorry. So says the Moshe Eisenman that if you look at the difference between the Gemara in Megillah, which tells us the names of Moshe Rabbeinu, which Paspara gave him, and you compare that with the names in the Yalkut, which Moshe Rabbeinu's family gave him, you see quite an interesting nakuda there. Yeah, Chas v'shalom, without belittling Moshe Rabbeinu's family, Chalila v'chas, he says if the names which were given by the family of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were all names which were given from a much narrower perspective than the names that Baspari gave them. For example, Amram called him Chever, And takechever means joining. Yeah, Baspari also says joining. But Amram looked upon it from a personal aspect. I was joined back with my wife. That's all. It was, as it were, a personal thing. The chever means I was joined back to my wife because of him. Whilst the name which Baspari gave him is a name for Klal Yisrael. He brought back together the chibur between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a much wider perspective. The same with the name which Yocheved gave him. Yeah, Chevet said she called him, which was Chevet was called which name she gave him, Yekusiel, because she says I was hoping that I would get this child back to nurse him, and that's what happened. Yeah. Whilst, of course, Baspari gave him that name because she brought Klal Yisrael to hope and bring closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same name which Miriam gave him, Yorab, Kibavuro, Yordo, Achrov, El Yor. I went down to the river. Again, an akuda of her own perspective. Whilst Baspari called him Yered because the man came down in his days for Klal Yisrael. And the same name is Avi Zanoyach. Aaron called him Avi Zanoyach because Zonach Ovias Imi Beheshi Bravuruze. And Baspari called him Zanoyach because that way the Averis of Klal Yisrael would be thrown away, as it were, from Klal Yisrael. And then Mr. Medrash also speaks about Karos, who called him Avi Soichoy. So all the names given by Moshe Rabbeinu's family were names which indicated a personal connection with this child. And the names which Baspari gave were names which were connected with Klal Yisrael. We still haven't discussed one name, and that's the name Moshe. Yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu's name Moshe, which was given by Baspari, Pasuk says, why is she called Moshe? Ki min amayim mishisiu. So the Rishonim already, the Chazal already asked, in that case he shouldn't be called Moshe, he should be called Moshui. He was pulled out of the water. I pulled him out of the water, Moshui. Whilst instead he's called Moshe, which is an active word, it draws out. So there's a Yalkut, a Medrash Lekach Tov, and it's a phonem. So the Lekach Tov says as follows, V'tikrishmo Moshe, Moshui hoyu roi loima. He should really be called Moshui. Kiminamayim ishisiyu, he was pulled out of the water. I pulled him out of the water, he should be called Moshui. Shahari Moshe, Moshui hoyu. Elo al Shem Yisrael. He was called Moshe because the relation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. Shehu Moshe oisom voitziyom Mitzrayim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu would take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Shenema vohoitzias ami b'nei Yisrael. V'chifa yasa Moshe es Yisrael miyamsuf. V'lekach nikra shmoy Moshe shehu Moshe achirim. So that's why his name is Moshe, because he was going to pull out other people. Moshe Rabbeinu was called Moshe because he would pull other people out of that sorrow. So I pulled him out of the water. I'll see you in a minute. Oh, I'll read the Sfona in a minute. Yeah? But so the Sfona says, V'tikrishmo Moshe, memaleit u'moshe es achirim mitzorah. It's, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu is called Moshe in order to take other people out of their sorrow. He asks you a question. So why does the apostle say, Kimin Hamayim Mishisiyu? Hatam Shekorosiv Moshe, the reason why I called him Moshe, Lehoiroit Shiemalit Esacherin Hu. She was telling him, now your job is to start helping other people. Because you found yourself in a situation that you needed to be pulled out of the water, and that's what I did. Now your task is to go and do the same to other people. Yeah. It reminded me of a Pesach Kohen in one of his books. I tried to find it quickly last night, but so many books, Baruch Hashem, I couldn't find it back so quickly. But I remember that he writes there one of the stories. He went to visit his brother-in-law in Ashdod, if I remember well. And he was invited to come to an opening of a whole school system which was donated by a Yid who was a Holocaust survivor. And he'd been in the camps, he was the only survivor of his family. And he used his money to build the school. And at the opening, this Yid spoke I'm not sure whether you remember where Pesach Kohen was there, where his brother-in-law told him that. I couldn't find the story so quickly last night. But this Yid said a really big pshat in the Braisa of Rabbi Yishmol, which we meant to say every morning. In amongst the Klolim, it says, Kol dovo shohoye bechlal, v'yotzum in ha'klal olamid, something which was included in the klal, and then it was taken out to teach something. Lo yolamid al atzma yotzum, that posuk is not meant to tell us something about itself. El olamid al klal kule yotzum, it's something to teach about the whole klal. Doesn't matter. Says this Yid, I was in the camps. I was bechlal. Yeah, I was a dovo shohoye bechlal. I was included in the group of people never taken to the camp. But, unlike all the other members of my family, I survived. The Yotzum in Akla. I was taken out of that group, and I survived. As Leila Lamet Alatzma Yotzum, I now realize I wasn't taken out to learn something for myself, so that I can bet something from it. I'm not taken out of this cloud for myself. I was taken out in order so that I can now help other people. What that Yid said, I felt, I realized that since I was saved, I wasn't just saved for myself, for my own sake. I was here to help other people. That is my tachlis in the world now, and that's what I'm doing. I'm using my money to build that school. And that is mamish, the message which Bastare gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. She realized that the fact that she had found this child in the water wasn't just an accident. She recognized that this was a reason for him to now go and help other people. It implied a great future for him. It says, if she would have called him Moshui, that would have provided herself with a memory of what she did. Yeah, as I remember Moshe Eisman in one of the Shurim, he says this in his Sorim, but he also says it in Shir. I once heard from him, I think so. He said something from, if every time little Moshe was playing outside and she called him, Moshe, come inside for supper, right? She, every time she would call him Moshe, she would think of, ah, look what I have done. I took him out of the water. But she, Dafka, called him Moshe. She wanted to teach him that if someone had helped him, if someone at a crucial moment had stretched out a hand when he needed it most, so then now it's your task to go and help others. Yeah. Your hand will now have to extend and do care about other people. And that for that Moshe is not sufficient. That name would have mentioned the fact that he was taken out of the water. But that's not enough. Since Mina Shemaim Ishisiu, since you were Zeiche, to be taken out of that klal, you were taken out of the rest of Klal Yisrael, other Yiddish boys, and you were taken out, then now it's your task to go and save other people. Care for him. That was the chinuch which she gave him by using the name Moshe rather than Moshe. That was the chinuch she gave him. And indeed, that chinuch paid off. Moshe Rabbeinu led a life in such a way that those narrow implications which were mentioned in Yalkut, which his family gave him, which Amram and Yocheved and Miriam and Aaron gave him, that's not enough. She said, your name is Moshe. You've got to go help other people and save other people. And that is those names which Gemara tells us, those names, attack all names where he helped other people. Because he now brought about that he helped Klal Yisrael, and the mom came down for Klal Yisrael. Gadar shegod apit soishen shel Yisrael.
The
name she gave him, the name Moshe which she gave him, gave Moshe Rabbeinu the chinuch, the education, the knowledge that I have got now to do, and I've got to go for others. I've got to look after other people. That's what the name Moshe meant. A friend brings from the Sefer Shemen HaTov, he quotes often, who points out that the same medrash which I quoted you from Shmois is k'mat the same in Vayikra, at least the names, the Gemara Megillah, where the Gemara explains the names of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, in the beginning of Vayikra Rabbah, goes against through the whole list and tells us why Moshe Rabbeinu was called Moshe, and going against through the whole list, like the Gemara Megillah. So the Shemin HaTov apparently asks, he says, why is this mentioned in Vayikra, Rabbi? All right, Shemoy, that's understand. That's the first time Moshe Rabbeinu comes. But by the time we come to Vayikra, Moshe Rabbeinu's name has been mentioned quite a lot of times. And besides, one settler is there, been in every single settler. And yeah. So the name Moshe has been quoted all along. Why suddenly do we wake up in Vayikra Rabba, in the beginning of Vayikra, and say, why was his name called Moshe? So the Shemin HaTov answers that by quoting this phono which I quoted you beforehand. And he says that really, if you think about it, by the end of Sefer Shmois, when it comes to Vayikra, Moshe Rabbeinu might have thought he's already filled his life's mission. He took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, he took them from the Yam Suf, he helped them with the Mon, he endured the Chet HaEgel, he saved them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger at that time, he completed with them the setting up of the Mishkan. But now Moshe Rabbeinu might have thought, well, I've done enough, I can relax, I can go on a pension, draw my pension and relax and do the, yeah, sit back. Yeah. He could have thought at that stage that I'm finished, I've done what I had to do. So Dafka, after all that, when he did all that, and you might have thought, he says, now I can sit back, because Moshe Leishet B'Shalva, yeah, in that moment, the Pasuk says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu, because his whole life was, I want to help others, I want to care for others, because that was Moshe Rabbeinu. The man in the Medrash tells us now again, at this point, that Moshe Rabbeinu's career never finished. Moshe Rabbeinu's career as a Mashuah, as someone who was, he was taking out other people, the Moshe, the Mashuah, who changed into a Moshe, the Moshui, who was taken to a Moshe, that will last forever for his whole life, a Meir Esrim, and Bamish Litzchah until 120, Moshe Rabbeinu's task was to care for other people. A person who's brought up with that type of thinking, that Yotzom in HaKlal, someone who grows up with that perspective, with that idea, with that ideal, will not sit back and think, I've done enough. He'll always care for other people. Says Rav Moshe Eisenman, could be that is the Gemilas Chesed which the Medrash refers to. Yeah, the thought started off as the Medrash, Tikrash Moshe Mikana Talomet Schorim Shel Goyim Lechasodim. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu used was the name Moshe, despite all the other names. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us that that's the real Gemilas Chesed. The Gemilas Chesed of Besparoi was the fact that she was Mechanech Moshe Rabbeinu, that she gave that chinuch to Moshe Rabbeinu. You were saved, now do something for other people. We don't live for ourselves. We are here to help other people. We are here to look after other people. We are here to care for other people. And if that's the chinuch she gave him, and because she called him Moshe rather than Moshui, that is the chinuch he received. That's the total, every time she called him Moshe, that was a reminder to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not here for yourself, you're here for others. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu took as a life task. That is the chesed, the real Gemilas Chesed. That's the real chesed which Basparei did with Moshe Rabbeinu. And from here we can learn, as the Medrash says, the goydol lom scharan shal goyim lechasodim sheko acho pisha han b'shem oisoy loy lemoyshe loy nikvo lo shem b'kol ha-teure ele ke moyshe krosot basparei v'acha kodesh boch hu loy kero b'shem acha. Kodesh Boch Hu told us that once we are here in the world, we are not here for ourselves, we're not here to care about our relationship, we've got to think about helping other people to come closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. Thank you.